Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending upon where you are in the world right now. This is Larry Kimpel, and welcome to Wellness Wednesdays. That's Wellness Wednesdays, where we, Dr. Kim Kimpel and I, take you through the wonderful world of doTERRA essential oils to help your life, to help your well-being, your relationships with people, and yourself. And sitting across from me is none other than my much better half, the lovely, the talented, the...
Oh, stop it.
Effervescent. The queen bee. The everything. Ladies and gentlemen. My everything, Dr. Kim Kim. Good morning, Dr. Kim.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night, depending on where you are.
It's morning where we are.
Oh, well, good morning.
Good morning. I said.
Oh, I thought, I'm sorry. See what happens when you don't pay attention. I must not have had my in tune today, which would give me some focus.
Well, okay then.
Or right. Balance. I'm just kind of out of balance. Maybe that's what it is.
Gotcha. How are you feeling?
Well, fine.
Good.
A little
good.
Tired today, but I'm good.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Okay. Why do you ask? How are you feeling?
I feel good. I knew that I would now.
Oh, no.
I feel nice.
Oh, no. I shouldn't have asked.
Like sugar and spice.
To all of our listeners out there, please forgive us.
So good.
Ugh, he's gone.
So good.
Stop.
I've got you.
See what I told you?
Dun, 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 dun. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Getting back to the business at hand, I'm turning it over to you. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about oregano.
Oregano.
One of your favorite oils.
Now, okay, oregano. Do we cook with that?
We can.
We can?
Yes.
I mean, that's something that tends to be in Italian dishes.
Exactly. Exactly. And in fact, today I was reading that, you know, most of the time you use dried or fresh oregano in your spaghetti sauces, but the doTERRA oil is so strong.
How strong is it?
Just one drop. Well, you should know this and you should tell our listeners. Well, first of all, let me tell them a little bit about oregano.
Okay.
And then you can share your experience with oregano because you use oregano a lot more than I do.
I use it just about every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I use it if I feel a cold coming on or if I have a cold. So let me just tell you a little bit about oregano or tell our listeners because you know about oregano. Number one, oregano is one of the most potent and powerful essential oils and has been used for centuries in traditional medicine for its cleansing and immune boosting properties. The primary component of oregano are carvalho and thymol. Both are phenols from the phenol groups, which possess purifying and antioxidant properties. Due to its high content, caution should be taken when inhaling or diffusing oregano. Only one or two drops is needed. I mean, when you open a bottle of oregano, you know you have oregano. I mean, it's really, really strong. I forgot to bring it into the studio today because
that's okay. I know it.
Man, it's strong. Additionally, oregano should be distilled with doTERRA fractionated coconut oil when applied to the skin. Oregano essential oil contains powerful antioxidants that ward off free radicals. One drop taken daily can help maintain healthy immune function. Oregano should be taken more frequently when seasonal threats are high or as needed to further boost immunity. In addition to being a popular cooking spice, that's what you were asking about, oregano supports healthy digestion by promoting the secretion of digestive juices. When diffused, oregano acts as an enhancer and equalizer in essential oil blends and can help maintain healthy respiratory function. And doTERRA oregano comes from Turkey. Yes, from Turkey.
Not Italy.
Not ours. It comes from Turkey.
I thought it came from
it's doing Italian Italy. Food just because.
I mean, that's confusing. I mean, you know, I don't know of it being in any other food.
In any other food? Oh, yeah. Sometimes you have oregano. It's a spice, so, yeah.
Not Italy, huh?
Not Italy. Oh. And it may come, I mean, there may be somebody else that has some and it comes from Italy, but ours comes from Turkey.
Where does it come from?
Turkey.
Turkey. You mean the country Turkey?
The Turkey
country. Not an actual...
Oh, yes, silly. Oh, oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. That's what I was confused about.
Oh, is that what you were confused about?
Was it a bird that's coming?
Obviously, he didn't have his balance today. Oh, my goodness. Anyway. So, anyway, oregano is antibacterial, antifungal, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antiparasitic, antiseptic. Amazing when diffused or spritzed into areas in eliminating airborne viruses and bacteria, antiviral, immune stimulant, lice repellent. It is used in the, there's a lice protocol for oils, and oregano is one of them. Whooping cough, warming and calming. And due to its purity of the doTERRA, oregano goes a very long way. Use very little and then reapply every half hour if need to. Oregano is a very effective essential oil that knocks out common intestinal, skin, and lung infections, including staph, strep, and pneumonia. You know, as we've been doing this and studying and using the oils, and probably me more than you studying them, but it's interesting that there are so many things that they're good for, yet medically we can't make any claims, you know. It's interesting also that...
Shh, the FDA might be...
I know.
Shh.
It's also interesting that it says it's been used in traditional medicine for centuries. But in our common, you know, everyday treatments, I mean, if it can help knock out staph and strep and pneumonia, that's huge. That's huge.
Yep.
Oregano is helpful with colds, asthma, bacterial and viral pneumonia, bronchitis, chronic, mental disease, pulmonary tuberculosis, athlete's foot, skin parasites, and jock itch. Always dilute. Always dilute.
I'm sorry.
Always dilute.
I'm sorry. It's good for who?
Jock itch was the
jock
last.
Jock itch. Oh,
was, yeah.
Good God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Yep. Yep. Right. So oregano, the applications, as we always talk about, are aromatically, topically, and ingested. And yes, all of those, you can do all of those with the oregano. It definitely needs to be diluted. It says hot, hot, hot. It's steam distilled from the leaves, and it's very pungent. It has a spicy, tangy, hot, and penetrating herbal scent. So you want to be really careful when you're using oregano. And so it says you can take it one daily to boost your immunity for seasonal threats. Rub essential oregano essential oil and fractionated coconut oil on the bottom of your feet to help boost the immune system. Put one drop in place of dried oregano in spaghetti sauce, pizza sauce, or on a roast. But just one drop. Put 10 drops in a 16-ounce spray bottle with water for a surface spray, because it kills so many things. Mix one or two drops with water and gargle to soothe an irritated sore throat. So I've done that. I've also used it in what we call the coal blend, which is oregano, melaleuca, lemon, and On Guard. Put a couple of drops of each, three drops of each, in a capsule and then swallow it at the onset of a cold and knocks it out right away. So, but you share with our listeners your successes with oregano, because you like that one.
Well, it wasn't so much that I liked it, but it was something that I knew instinctively that my body perhaps needed. Because it's no joke.
Yeah.
You know, it's no joke. One drop literally will just... So I understand why... Why it's antibacterial, antifungal. Nothing wants to be in the path of this stuff. It just moves. I'm sure it just moves aside. It's like, oh, good God, oregano's coming. Just get away from it, because it's so strong. But I use one drop every day, actually under my tongue.
Oh, really?
Okay. You know, along with a couple of other ones. And I know that it, you know, it's helping to cleanse and to, you know, get rid of any inflammation. And since I've started, you know, my life change in terms of my eating and my, my exercising daily, you know, I know it's going to even be even better. Mm-hmm. So,
I think it's interesting that you and I have not had, colds this year.
No, we
took on the remnants of Dad's cold at the holidays, but never was a full blown cold, which I think is really interesting. And again, for those who may be just joining us or who are following us, we started using the oils in June, late June of last year, and probably more consistently during the summer. But now it's a daily part of both of our regimen. So that's a year, basically, that we haven't had colds. The common colds that, you know, all of us get. And it's not because we're not exposed to it. You know, you travel, so you're on planes all the time, in hotel rooms, you know, in airports. You are probably more susceptible to viruses and and colds and stuff because of, you know, traveling, climates is what I'm trying to say, climate change and all that kind of stuff. And then just our day to day, you know, people have, unfortunately, people have colds and flu and all that kind of stuff. And they still either go to work or they're in the grocery store or with kids, you know, just life happening. So I think that's pretty cool. And I think it's attributed to the fact that they're in our bodies, even if we're not using the same one every day like you do with the oregano. But I think it helps. That's cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it does.
But let me tell you some more things that we've got here that they tell me about oregano. So please don't think that we know all this stuff. We go and do research and we find it and try to share it with you because, as Larry mentioned, I think. You probably posted it on your Facebook page. You didn't necessarily post it on our doTERRA page, your new health regimen and what you're doing.
Right. No, I hadn't.
You probably should.
I'll do that.
You probably should. So just so you know that both Larry and I decided that we both needed to lose some weight and get back into trying to change our eating and our diet and our routine. And so, we're on a diet right now, so to speak. But we had to start somewhere. And so we needed a boost. And so he's being really, really, and ladies, this is so unfair because once a man decides he wants to do something, he'll lose the weight. We've been doing it for 12 months and we've lost 5 pounds. They've been doing it 12 days and they've lost 20 pounds. I mean, it's just wrong on so many levels, but he's doing some type of working out every day. I have in the past. This week has not been good. We're working on what we're eating and we're doing our oils and we're trying to drink more water. I'm trying to cut down and eventually cut out my Diet Coke. That's my vice. I know this is the first one today. Thank you very much.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. And you know, that's huge for me.
And I brought it to you.
And you brought it to me.
I enabled you.
You enabled me. That's okay. That's okay. It's a gradual thing. You know, I've been reading a lot about trying to change, you know, in personal development and just in lifestyles. And it's a little bit each day, you know, we're not here to tell you to do anything drastic or to try to do it all at one time. Like I said, this is a process that we've been going through for a year now. But the results have been phenomenal for us. And it's just doing a little bit. We started out with just the oils first. Larry is probably a much healthier eater and person than I am. I'm the one who enables him. I'm the one who likes the cheeseburger, French fries, and with a Diet Coke chaser. But he would prefer the chicken and the fish and that kind of thing. So I want to encourage you as we talk about these oils and as we go through this process, that you do little steps. It's like that that penny example that people say, if you save a penny today, or, you know, would you like $1 million or a penny multiplied over time? It's those small increments that make change happen. Mm-hmm. And when we try to do it, you know, for me saying I want to lose 50 pounds, yeah, that's something I want to do, but that's not going to happen overnight. So I need to be happy with the small increments. You know, I want to, you know, stay on the plan today, whatever that plan is.
Right.
I want to work out. Like you said, the other morning he wanted to get up at 5:30 and he didn't. So he only got 10 minutes in, but at least he did his 10 minutes, you know. Mm. So whatever it is, try starting with something. And so that's what we want to encourage you with the oils as well, because not only is it good for your body, it's good for your mind, your spirit, and your soul. It's a whole, and I understand why they call it holistic now. Mm-hmm. It's the whole being. You know, when we feel, when our body feels good, our mind feels good, our heart mm-hmm. feels good, yeah. our relationships are better, we're able to deal with things, you know. When all of that is out of balance, it makes everything crazy.
Yep.
So again, the reason I said that and I inserted that there was because I don't want you to think that we claim to know everything, or that we have all the answers. We look things up all the time. People say, well, what is this? Some things that come to us, we've heard it now over and over again, like headaches. Right. That's a pretty common one. Pain is a pretty common one. So we know what to do with that. Colds, we know what to do with now. But it's pretty cool because we learn as we go as well. So here's some more on oregano. Airborne viruses are tricky and elusive little critters. Colds, flu, herpes, shingles, mumps, chicken pox, and even warts. One of the most unpleasant things about viruses is that they use your cells as host, even to the point of manipulating DNA and RNA, which provide instructions for cell operation. This makes viruses especially difficult to eradicate without harming your own cells. Medical science can't touch most viral infections. When a doctor prescribes an antibiotic for a viral infection, it is only try to help you with the bacterial infection that might follow the weakened immune system left by the viral infection. Their adaptogenic and optimistic nature is amazing, and their ability to hide in the spine or fatty tissues and warm places in the body surprises us when we get a little overtired and then feel sick in the throat or intestines. So the viruses have gone through the body and done all this, which is so interesting to me. Mm-hmm. So oregano, there's different things that you can deal with it. So as a nerve tonic, you can use it for nerves, which is interesting. Oregano calms and quiets almost any nervous upset.
Okay.
I know, and I wouldn't have thought that because it's such a strong. Mm-hmm. But you mix oregano, 2 drops of oregano, 4 drops of lavender, and 3 drops of digestion in a capsule. It is a relaxing and can even help overcome insomnia.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
I didn't know that.
I know. And that's probably because it's calming the whatever the internal part mm-hmm. is going on.
Well, like I said, it whatever is in the way, it's got to, you know, it just has to move aside. It just really does.
It just can't hang.
It can't. No.
Yeah. Crazy.
No. I mean, if you put 1 drop into what is it, a 16-ounce bottle of water? A glass bottle of water, you can definitely, it's strong. I mean, it's very strong. That 1 drop will last through that. You know, it's like, not so like it, like it dilutes into the mm-hmm. water. It's just there, and it really is a strong agent.
Yeah.
You know, so I love it. It's great.
It's amazing. It's great. It says it can ease irritability and tension. It reduces stress.
That's why I've been so calm lately.
It reduces stress and anxiety while restoring emotional balance. It helps to clarify thinking and promote a positive attitude.
Well now.
They call it the natural antibiotic. This one is interesting. MRSA. It's a virus, apparently. Basic, it's an infection, but basically an infection that antibiotics can no longer help because the bacteria and the viruses are smarter than the chemical antibiotics. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Often picked up in hospitals when an opening in the body allows entry, wound, cut, or mouth, etc., with weakened immune system. Drink plenty of water. Use oils on the bottom of the feet every hour. When the infection is in the soft tissue or bone, oregano, on guard, frankincense, 3 drops of each, followed by coconut oil to cool off in like 10 minutes. Usually too hot. Unless too hot, apply coconut oil as needed. Put on thick socks. Next, in an hour, use lavender, lemon, and melaleuca, 3 drops of each on the bottom of the feet, and keep up hourly rotation until the fever is reduced. And then use oils 4 hours for 3 days, and then twice a day for 5 days. The essential oils have been proven effective with infections that medication cannot. And they say trust Mother Nature to do the job, but allow time for them to work and keep the person hydrated. So in other words, I love that, because doTERRA is called Gift of the Earth, and everything is natural. And like you've always said, the body wants to heal itself. It wants to heal itself. Right. And so when we're giving it those things to heal it, it's like, oh, wow, she's giving me something. Right. You know, it's interesting. since we started our diet, part of it is, and I know this, I just don't do it, but is eating 4 times a day. Once we finish this, I'll go back to 5 or 6 times a day, which is better for me because I get a little hungry. Mm. But what I'm finding is that when you do that, your body doesn't think that it's, you're not going to feed it. So it doesn't go into starvation mode. It's the same thing with the oils. If you give the oils, if you put the oils in your body's like, wow, okay, that sounds like that might work. And it wants to, right. It wants to balance out. That's probably why the insomnia goes away. Like you said, especially with the oregano, things flee. It's like, oh, that's not supposed to be in the body. This is what's supposed to be in the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with
you. So, and it can help with post-traumatic syndrome, skin tags. Apply oregano undiluted on skin tags each night and watch them disappear.
Really?
It becomes too...
Like what did I tell you? It's going to get out the way.
You do. You're going to rename it. Out of the way. Out of the way. If it becomes too warm after application, and then apply coconut oil to cool down, or lavender. Candida overgrowth, you can use it for that. Sore throat, we've talked about that. Nail fungus, thrush of the mouth, aggressive nail fungus, all kinds of nail fungus. Chronic sinus issues, apply to the bottom of the feet nightly with some other oils, warts, all kinds of things.
But the interesting thing about the last one was that the chronic
sinus issues
uh-huh. and allergies and things like that. I truly believe that a lot of that is because, and I'm starting to learn some of these things. Like I told you last weekend, I had gotten that.
Oh yeah.
The three different times in one weekend, I heard the term, you know, abundance, the abundance culture or whatever, you know, where we in America, food is
in abundance.
In abundance, and it's almost, food is like almost a joke here. We you know, we do things like, you know, the latest Carl's Jr. burger and all this craziness with a hot dog on the burger
with potato chips. It's called the All-American Burger, if you guys haven't seen it.
You know, and it's just, it's like a joke. Ha ha, funny. We see how much we can tax the system, basically. But that, the allergies, for me personally, I'm starting to see now, since we've been on the the changing of the diet, my eyes have cleared up.
Yeah.
And I truly believe it's because what have I taken out of my diet? I've taken sugar out of the diet. I've taken grain out of the diet, the wheat, bread, all of that. That's the only things I've taken out. And the eyes have cleared up. So it's just... Yeah, it's interesting, you know. Yeah. So I'm saying that to say, you know, someone with an allergy, there's something that you're putting in your body, probably.
Right.
I'm not a doctor, but it right. just, it's just, you know, it stands to reason. And right. I'm looking at my own personal look here. I was looking at my eyes.
I meant to tell you that, too. Yesterday, like, it's clearing up.
Yeah. You know, because I, for those of you that don't know, I have a chronic red eye thing going on, you know,
for years.
It's like, why are your eyes so red? Are you tired? No, I'm not tired. But I would just have this, you know, red eye. But I definitely noticed it the other day, and same thing today. So,
yeah. And then we talked about the lice, and if they settle, and we have a regimen for that. And then also it talks about the immune system booster, and it says apply to the entire bottom of the feet 9 nights in a row and put on thick socks. And then it says apply in layers as individual oils: balance, basil, thyme, oregano, wild orange, wintergreen, cypress, marjoram, and peppermint. Optional next can be soothing and warming. Pyrex glass rectangle, heated it to 160 degrees after socks on, wrap big towel under dish and up and over the socking feet inside the nice warm glass dish for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. It says with doTERRA exceptional oils, we cook with them and season with them. Oregano can be added to stews and casseroles when the boiling.
I'm sorry, what,
stews and casseroles. What did I say?
Stools.
Oh, Lord. I'm sorry. Stews. Are you sure I said that?
I think. Well,
maybe so. I probably did. Stews.
Yes, there you go.
And casseroles when the boiling stops and the cool down happens. It takes very little amounts of oil to affect the flavor. So basically, it's just saying that you don't have to use a lot. You want to make sure that it's cooled down, and then you can add it, and it'll incite the flavors. It's interesting that it's talking about food for oregano today. I'm in a little challenge with our team, with our doTERRA team, Team Hope. And today was the Voxer challenge, was to use a drop of oil in something you cooked or you ate today. And because I'm not eating much today, I was like, okay, what am I going to do? So I added oil to my apple, lemon to my apple. You can use some other things too, but if I had cooked something tonight, I probably would have tried the oregano, since we were talking about oregano. So
how did that taste with the
it's good, the lemon? It's good. You know, the other thing for apples, for those of you, in 2 weeks, we'll start talking about the oil blends. Now, what we've been doing or giving you is the top 10 oils that are in all of the kits that doTERRA has. So we started with the single oils, and in 2 weeks, the third week, I guess it is, we'll do the oil blends. And one of those blends is On Guard. So one of the things they say to do is to put apples in water with a little On Guard and lemon, and it tastes like, I think somebody tried to say it tasted like apple pie. It doesn't taste like apple pie to me. I'm not going to lie to y'all, but it's a refreshing flavor. So
with On Guard, really?
No, On Guard. Yeah. With On Guard. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I thought, I was like, oh, we were talking about oregano, but I just wanted to share that one with you. So, but anyway, so, that's On Guard. Again, the biggest thing is that it's great for, your immune system.
That's oregano.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah. I did? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Oregano. That's it for oregano. It's great for your immune system. And like Larry says, if you put it in your body, put it on your body, it's going to run from it. But remember, it's a very hot, hot oil. So you definitely want to dilute it. Remember, we talked about oils being safe for babies, pregnant women, elderly and everything. But this is one of those oils that you want to be really careful with when you're putting it on the body. If you're going to use it topically, internally is fine if you put it in a capsule, or like Larry said, if you put it in your water, something like that, that's fine. You just don't want to put it directly on the body, because oregano is such a hot oil. But it will chase away all that ails you. So
indeed.
Yeah, so we thank you for listening, and we look forward to talking to you next week and share some more oil stories with you. You got anything else to say, babe?
Yes, you can contact us.
Oh, that's right. Where can they find us?
On our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/giftoftheearth. And then our website is kimandlarry.giftoftheearth.com.
Very good. And we would love it if you post it on our Facebook page, if you have something that you want us to look up for you, something that you've heard about, questions you might have about an oil or an ailment. We're happy to look that up and get back to you. You can, when you go on our Facebook page, you can download a free book, a free online book with 10 common ailments and what oils would be great for those. So that's some great information. So we love the feedback. We love to hear from you. And here's to your health.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.